We're up to Simon Reish Yud Beis. Reish Yud Beis is a small in words, large in concept. Iker and Tufel. Now we have touched upon this already. Comes up a little bit in Kuf Samaches. Comes up a little bit in Reish Ches. This is the official Simon. It's tiny, but it's halavai. We should get clarity. So the Mishnah and Brachas Mandalit Amin Aleph lays down a klal gadol, a big rule. And that is, kol shu'u ikar v'imot feila, if you have two foods, one is an ikar and the other is a tafel, one is a main food, the other is subordinate, mevarech ala ikar u'potir esat feila. You make the bracha on the ikar, on the main food, and that exempts the subordinate food. Okay, so we have to... We're just going to jump in. Now, there is a discussion in Halacha, Achronim, based on Rishonim, what's the lumdus? How does it work? Is it that a food that's a tafel does not require a bracha at all? Or no? A food that is a tafel requires a bracha, but the bracha of the ikar exempts the tafel. That's exactly what the Lashon of the Mishnah sounds like, right? Mevarach ala ikar upotir esat tefila. Doesn't mevarach ala ikar v'atafel eino tzarech bracha? Sounds like it's the bracha and the ikar pat is a tafel. There's going to be nafkaminas to this. Chazanish spells this out, Emek Bracha spells this out, that the tafel does require a bracha, but the bracha on the ikar exempts the tafel. That's based on Tosis. There's a Baal HaMor seems to says the opposite. Okay, right. So we'll jump right in. Koshu ikar mimel tefela, says the Shulchan Aruch. You have an ikar and a tafel. Peirush, what's a tafel? Davar bilti nechshav. It's not so chashuv. It's not considered. Mevarach al ikar upotir esat tefela. Now, is this just a bracha? The Beis Yosef has a discussion. Maybe it's only by bracha rishona, not by bracha achrona. No. Conclusion is, says the Mechaber, Beimi bracha shelefanea, Beimi bracha shelacharea. Let's give a simple example. You have crackers, and you want to put on your crackers peanut butter. You want to put on your crackers cream cheese, butter, margarine, jelly. You make a bracha on the cracker, and you don't make a bracha on the tafel. We'll get there. Lo mivoy ima ikar mu'urav ima tafel. This is not only the case if the ikar is mixed up together with the tafel. Let's say you have ingredients. You look at any product you buy in the store, it has a lot of ingredients. And those ingredients usually contain a bunch of different types of things with all different brachos. But it's one unit, one object, and it's going to get one bracha. So that's the ikar mu'urav ima tafel. Ela af ilu ka'echa levado. Even if each one is individual, independent, there is still a concept of ikar and tafel. Then the Mechaber goes on to a case which is not really so relevant for us, but we'll read it. Va'afilu pas shulcha shuv miko. It's even possible for bread, right? Bread's a superfood. That's the most chashuv food we have. Imu tafel, if it is subordinate. Why would it be subordinate? Because on shulchan dag maliach, well, chapas imu kadesh is going to be grown, no? He's eating super salty herring. That's not so edible. And he's got, after he eats it, his mouth on fire. So he takes a piece of bread just so that his mouth, his throat shouldn't burn up. So the bracha's on the dag. Upotir es hapas kevishu tafel. He doesn't make a bracha on the bread because the bread is tafel. The nice bread brings in a whole, it's a whole interesting discussion. What if he eats a kesayis? Is there going to be a bracha achrona? Is there going to be benching? Is there going to be tiyasadayim? All discussion. The nice, it's not so shaykh nowadays, this whole case, and it's not so relevant. Okay, well, let's jump right into Mishnah Berurah and see what is very relevant. Okay. Back to Aleph. Mishmur Sifkat and Aleph. We're talking about Im Iker Mu'urav Im Atafel. You have an Iker and Tafel mixture combined. Kugon. So Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Aleph. Kol Tarovis Shnei Minim. Any mixture of two types. Sheha'echad hu Aikar. One of them is the Ikar. Vashenu Einoba Ela Letakna Ulach Shiro. And the second food is coming to fix and to make the first one. It's coming to like spice up the first food. Okay, now, it's I shouldn't give over my feelings of yeish over here, but it's very hard to learn all this. It's very complicated, and everyone says something else. This is the basic example. Chocolate covered nuts. Some say shahako, some say ha'etz, and some say two brachot. Like, it's, everything is a very, it's hard to get clarity here, but we will do our best. So, you have a tarovis of two minim. One is the ikar, and the second one is just coming to give some. So the case where you have a cracker and you're putting on some topping to spice up the cracker, that's pretty simple. Open it shut, the main thing you want is the cracker, you want to give it some taste, you put on some jelly, fine. So in Deer Shoe footnote 1, they talk about stuffed cabbage. So by me, there's no shaila, the ikar of stuffed cabbage is the meat. There's no shaila, and the cabbage is there to give tom in the meat. Now, you may be a big veggie guy, and you cabbage is your favorite food, and you feel the opposite. So, by ikar and tefel, a lot of it is subjective. It depends what, like, let's go back to the chocolate-covered nut, chocolate-covered raisin. By me, chocolate is chocolate is chocolate. That's always the ikar, and everything else is to spice up the chocolate. The Moshe held is two brachas, so you need to make two brachas. If you're a big raisin guy or a big nut guy, and you like chocolate covered and sugar coated and I don't know what coated, so then I hear that you're making the bracha more on the nut, on the ha'etz, than on the coating. So here he brings down that stuffed cabbage is shahako. Then he says, what about stuffed peppers? That's a famous Haredi bar mitzvah food. It's not such an American food, I don't think. So he says, you make the bracha on the orez. That way, on the inside, that's the ikar. The pepper is just there for fancy, holding it together and fancy and whatever.
Who eats that?
Israelis. Now, a lot of times, when you have a mixture, you go by the majority. You have a mixture. Okay, we're going to see there's a rule of Koshi Yeshbo. If you have one of the five grains, that almost always becomes the ikar. Almost always. Even if it's a minority ingredient. But when you don't have five grains in there, so a lot of times you're going to look at the majority ha'etz or hadama. You have a fruit salad. So there's a bunch of ha'etz fruit and hadama fruit. So what bracha do you make on it? It's one unit. So you look at the majority. Is the majority ha'etz? You make ha'etz. The majority is damada. Now they bring down from the Aruch HaShulchan, assuming that you're getting both types in your spoonful. If they're very big pieces of fruit, like these half, you have these canned peaches. Okay, half peaches with pineapple. So you're not getting on one spoon more than a half a peach. It's huge. So then that would be two separate brachas. Ha'etz and Adama. If we're talking about where on one spoonful you're going to have ha'etz and Adama, you're going to have a mixture. Now, I used to be under the impression anytime you have meat is always chashuv, and that's always the ikar. I'm a meat guy. They bring down, not like that. Now, I guess it depends how much meat you have and how you're eating it. But when you have, let's say, meat and rice, or meat and vegetables, or chicken, or the stir-fry, someone asked me recently, what if you have stir-fried with chicken, with rice? And I said, oh, come back in a few weeks. So, I was kind of, so assuming that it's all small, and it's cut up, and it's, you're getting it on one spoonful, you're getting some vegetables, you're getting some meat, you're getting some of the rice. So I used to think that meat's always chashuv. Okay, it doesn't go by that. And they all bring down from the Rebbe of Yashu that that's not the... He says, in footnote 2 over here, you have a rice dish with pieces of meat. Does it go after the majority? You don't say what they wanted to say. The meat is always the most chashuv. No! You go by the majority, and the majority is rice, you're going to make the results. That's what he says. I assume there's more rice than meat. So you're going after the majority. There's more meat than rice, then you'd probably make a shahako. Even though he brings out opinions who maybe say not like that. We're also discussing what bracha you make on sushi. There's a lot more real sushi. If it's fake sushi, so then it's mizonos, because it's mostly rice. You know, rice is not five grains, but rice is a majority. When you have real sushi, which is the fish, so the money you're spending on that expensive fish. But just like, you know, I used to think sushi should be shahako. Some of my friends want to say sushi should be mizonos. The majority ingredient there is mizonos. I mean, you're spending most of the money on the shahako, not on the mizonos, but there's the same to me, right? It doesn't necessarily go by how much the ingredients cost. I don't know, I'm still... What?
Whatever the majority.
That's what you saw? It's always, the majority is always the rice. You know, a majority of fish and sushi.
So you could have vegetables.
Oh, yeah, for sure you go after the majority. That's for sure. It's much more than 50%. The rice is much more rice than other stuff, no? I think so. The rice covers it all over. Okay, let's continue. So when one thing is for sure the ikker, and the other thing is just saying to give it spice and spice it up, the bracha is on the ikker. If both of them are ikarim, ela she'echa murube mechavero, but there's more of one than the other, harov hua ikker, you go after the majority. That's what we just said. Okay, continuing. Even if you could see each thing, and you see here's the ha'etz, here's the dhamma, here's the ha'etz, here's the dhamma. In my fruit salad, it's still considered to be one mixture and one object and one item and gets one bracha. Now, not everyone agrees to that. Look at the sharat seir on the bottom, oh, it's beis. He brings it down from the Prima Gadim, Babsicha, Vidar Chaim, Otsit Chas, Bidin Varma Mitzuganim, Ayin Sham. However, there's a famous Chayadim. Ayin Bechayadim Kal Nunal, Otsit Gimel. Shadaitu, Kishanika Kalecha Bifnei Atzmo, Levarech Shtei Brachos. The Chayadim says, when you can recognize each individual thing, you're going to make two brachos. The Mishabura does not paskin like the Chayadim. Safik Brachos La Hakya. Now the way he says Safik Brachos Lachakel sounds like if you know maybe you should somehow get out of the Safik. The question is how you get out of the Safik, because we're going to most post with one bracha, not two brachas, and you can't just make a second bracha. That would be a bracha of a dollar. Okay, the other ways you go find the different ha'et and a different adama, a different designers, different shaka, you raid the fridge. I saw in the Sparim brought down, I think Rabban said he asked him. One of the Gedolei HaPosim, he asked someone how he should write it in his book. And he didn't say to write, he said if you want to be machmir for the Chayodim, then be machmir. But Naked didn't have to, and he said he was told not even to write. Maybe he asked him, I don't remember who he asked. He asked him the Gedolei HaPosim, he was told not even to write, a Yorei Shemayim will do X, Y, and Z. You have that a lot in Halacha. Says no, because that means a Yorei Shemayim is supposed to do X. And here you can't even say that. You don't really have to do the Chayodim at all.
What's the whole point of tuffle then? Meaning, if the case where we're only talking about tuffle is when it's completely mixed together, how could you ever make two brachas on that?
You say if it's one, mama's one unit, it's one. I hear. Okay. This is Koze Davka, skip down a line. Koze Davka b'shishneimu devar chashuv. Both of them are chashuv. Ha'im echom em eno devar chashuv. If one of them is not chashuv, apshu arov, even though it might be the majority ingredient, but if it's not chashuv, batel hu legabe miut ha-chashuv du ikar. If one of them is clearly more chashuv, I don't know. Sushi, the fish is much more chashuv than the rice. I don't know. I don't have clarity. But we'll do our best. We'll try to ask our chefs. What?
I don't think fish gets a din of chashuv.
Sushi, that's what sushi is.
Meat, chicken.
Sushi is also chashuv. Look how much it costs. A little piece of fish and some rice. The rice costs nothing. Okay. V'dah. The b'chameishes mina dog on caramel veil. But simun reish ches. When you're dealing with the five grains, the imurav imim shar minim. If it's mixed up with other types of food, afilu heim hamiyot. Even if the five grains is a minority, kol shenitam ba'tav shelatam. As long as these five grains, the flour is put in for taste. Azlinam basrayu. We go after the five grains. Umavarech aleim barim inei mezonos. Levad. The bracha is only mezonos. Venifta tarov esarov. And then everything else which is mixed in over there is patered by the mezonos. Neishemine dagon nechshav in the ikir tamid. Because the five grains is always considered to be the ikir. Ach ba bevadim yesh mamish. Has to be some mamoshes over there. Not if you took a little bit of flour and mixed it up with water and became a drink. Drinks are always going to be shahako. Also, we learned already, not if it's there ladabik. If it's just there, if your meatballs, your hamburgers, whatever, you put in some flour to hold it together, but the Gemara Brachas Lamites goes ladabik, so then it's going to be bato. But we're talking where it's there for taste or for satiation, that becomes the ikar.
So you're not paying. I don't think the sushi is expensive because of fish. Because even the vegetable ones are the same price. You're paying for this actual sushi.
The like fancy.
To be able to roll it.
The vegetables ones are the same price as the fish ones?
Like, yeah. Very close.
Uh-huh. Okay, I hear. Right, once you have a vegetarian sushi, it shows you that the ikar is not. I mean, I when
especially Jews,
the ikar is not the fish. I don't know. Okay, then the Shulchan Aruch says if they're mixed together, or even if you're eating each one alone, it's still possible to have an ikar and tafel scenario.
Each one in separate files?
You're eating the two separately, but you're eating one because of the other.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's say you're eating something very harif. You ate a hot pepper. Mm-hmm. Then you need water.
Oh, it's like the water on Shabbos and the pickle.
Oh, so right. So I always thought the kugel and the pickle. The pickle's there, that spices up the kugel. And you eat it together, so that should be mezonos. That's what I thought. That's what I think. So he brings down that he brings it down. And then I spoke to someone in the kollel. He wanted to say no, separate bracha. Everything has a machlokas. Then I saw that one of the svarim brought down a machlokas between Rav Eliyashu and Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rav Eliyashu said one bracha. Rav Chaim said two brachas.
Great. When you go upstairs, they'll say, "Well, you went like Rav Chaim." Can't go wrong.
Right, but there's a case where you have two separate things. Now, it could depend. If you're a big pickle guy and you like pickle with all your things, so then the pickles are not exactly a buckle. If I only want the pickles because it spices up my Yerushalmi kugel, so then it should be tofu. Okay, then the Mechaber gives us this example where he eats this very salty fish and he takes bread and even the bread is going to be tafel. So here in the Mishnah Berurah he elaborates on the case. Kegon she'achal davar matok. He wants to give a whole scenario. He ate some super sweet fruit that were too sweet to handle. So then to counteract the sweetness, he took a very salty fish. Then he couldn't handle the salty fish, he took a piece of bread. And opposing this cost is, yes, dafka that case, not dafka that case. But if a person is hungry and he's eating the bread also because he's hungry and also because he wants the bread, so then it's no longer considered tafel to the herring. And in fact, you should first make a motzi, eat the bread, and then eat a herring, and then shalom ha'yisra. That's what it says in Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Gimel. Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Dalid, Kevan Shehu Tafel. Oh, so this is very important. So he says the bracha on the dag, which is the ikka, is going to pat to the bread, which is tafel. Again, that's not a good example for us. It's not so practical, bismanim. But the aside is that Mishabura is going to say now, like we said before from the Chazanish, the bracha on the Iker patters the tafel. That means the rules of brachas have to apply. So he says like this, Mishabura is going to say, Va'afilu kishelo haya tafel lefanei b'shas achilas ha'iker. If haya daito b'shas bracha lechol gam ha'tafel. O shidaito b'kach lechol ha'tafel achra potu ha'tafel. How do I know if the bracha on the ikr is going to pat to the tafel? So the tafel is in front of me, or I had it in mind, or it's something I usually eat. I always eat my little pickle with my Yushalmi kugel, even though the pickles didn't come out yet, but that's what I do. And it's tafel to my kugel. Okay, it'll count. But there are no pickles. And then all of a sudden, from somewhere out of the blue, someone comes in with a pickle, not from the kiddush at all. Well, you're at home. No pickles. So you're eating your shalmi cocoa without a pickle, and then next thing you have a knock on the door, your neighbor's offering you a pickle. So here, the bracha leker didn't cover the tafel. You didn't know it was coming. It wasn't baklal in your house. It wasn't on your mind. It wasn't nothing. So if tafel doesn't need a bracha, so it doesn't need a bracha. But we said that the assumption is that the tafel does need a bracha, but the bracha on the ikir covers the tafel. So it has to follow the rules. So in that case, you'd have to make a separate bracha on the tafel. It talks about the whole business of shinui makom. What if he made a bracha on something where there's a shinui makom and he left and he ate the tafel somewhere else? That would also be a problem, because the bracha on the ikir might not be valid anymore. So if you didn't have the tafel in mind at all, it came from left field, so then you will have to make a separate bracha on the tafel. This is, but when you're making a separate bracha on the tafel, you're going to make a shahakol on the tafel. The alcohol parim tafel who umavsir birkasu haikaris, it's going to lose its main bracha. Dumi the psak haramah, which is similar to what the Ramah says, as we will see tomorrow. The Ramah talks about if you eat the tafel before the ikar. Yeah, that's a separate sugya. So there's a whole machlokas about eating the tafel first. We have a few minutes. The sugya over there is very interesting. This is the sugya on the Ramah. The Beis Yosef brings an Ozerua. The Ozerua says that people, that when they would drink, whatever they would drink, their shakal drinks, they would first eat some sort of fruit seeds. Some sort of fruit, that's ha'etz. But they're only eating this fruit seed to help them drink their drink. So it's really tough up to the drink. So really you should make a shakal on the drink, and then the tafel is covered. But they used to eat this fruit thing before they would drink the drink. So the Ozerua says not to make a bar peretz on these fruit, but rather to make a shahakol. Why? Because it's only coming to sweeten up the drink. So the Beis Yosef Bechlal doesn't like it. He brings down that there are those that want to say if you're eating a crumb of something, the bracha changes to shahakol. We discussed this in the past. You don't pass one like that. But no matter how big or small what you're eating, you make the same bracha rishona. Whether there will or will not be bracha achrona, that depends on how much you're eating. Bracha rishona doesn't change. So the Beis Yosef wants to say that just like the bracha rishona does not change, regardless of the size of the food that you're eating, so too, the bracha rishona is not going to change if this object is supposed to be a tafel, but you're eating it first. Whatever the bracha is, the bracha is. The Darkei Moshe disagrees with the Beis Yosef, and he says, I don't know why the bracha can't change. Really, it's a tafel. The only reason you can't eat it first, you're not allowed to be nene without a bracha. So, really, the bracha is supposed to be on the ikar. You're eating the tafel before the ikar, so you didn't make a bracha. So you can't be nene without a bracha, so just make a shahako, and that's good enough, and that's the bracha on a tafel. And that's what the Ozerua is telling us. The bracha does change when you eat the tafel before the ikar. It downgrades to a shahako. And the Magen Avraham says, nah, that's not the pshat on the Ozerua. You know why you're making a shahako on those fruit over there? Because shahako, it's not that shahako is the default bracha for low-class tuffles that you eat first. It's that over there, the ikar is a shahako. So the bracha that you're supposed to make is a shahako on the ikar, part to the tuffle with the shahako. So in that case, you're going to make the shahako first on the tuffle. I guess I'm part to the ikar. Fruit, some fruit seeds. No, he's eating the fruit to give taste to his drink. and tafel to the drink. So he should make the bracha first on the drink, but he doesn't. He first eats the fruit. So Ezra says to make a shahakal. So the Daki Moshe says, because any tafel they eat first downgrades to a shahakal. And the Magen Avraham says, no, it doesn't. Only in that specific case, because the bracha on the ikra is a shahakal anyway. But if the bracha on the ikra would be something else, it wouldn't be like that. Okay, so that's so now he's saying that's the Ramah that says that when you eat the tafel before the ikra, you make a shahakal. So that's the Ramah that the Meshe Brura over here is quoting, saying if you did something wrong, I didn't say wrong, but you did something so that the bracha on the ikra in your specific case is not going to cover the tafel, then the bracha that you should make on the tafel is shahakal, even if it's a pickle. Now, there's a lot of opinions over there. The Magen Avraham doesn't say like that, and the Beis Yosef doesn't say like that. So I don't know why he's like this. I'm not sure why he's just taking that for granted over here. I didn't look into this well enough. Okay, I have to look into that. I'm not sure. Okay, then the Ramah goes on to say over here, this is a large Ramah. Hagav, Yesh Omrim, Im HaTofel Chaviv Olav. The Tofel is Chaviv, and you Mavarach Olav Yachik Yachik Mavarach Le'ikah. You love peanut butter. So first you want to make a bracha shahakol on the peanut butter, and then you're going to make the mazonos on the cracker. So the Acharonim don't like this Ramah. Yishu Yosef Katan, I am a Magen Avraham, Mubir Agash, Yikshu Kama Kusha. They ask a bunch of kashas on this. Umasik, a Magen Avraham, Medina, the Ein Chilik Bazaar. No, we don't do such a thing. Vegan, Bel Yerav, Hevi, Bishem, Bahag, Vekobo, Shekosu, Bedya, Shavil, Matafel, Chavalav, even if you like the Tafel, Mavarech, Ale Iker, Levad. Vatam, the reason is, the Afsha, Tafel, Chavalav, Betzim Yosef, right now, why are you eating the peanut butter? You're not eating a spoonful of peanut butter. Now you're eating it to give taste to the cracker. You're eating crackers. On the cracker, you're putting peanut butter, even though you're a big peanut butter fan. But Bill told, you wouldn't be eating the peanut butter if not for the cracker. You make the mazonos. I look all the way at the bottom of this Mishnah Berura, left column, all the way at the bottom. Kasachon b'shem Hashloah, Tov l'mnoa milechol pas l'mituk shtiyas hayein sarav. They talk about drinking schnapps. Schnapps is very charif. Then you need to take some bread to calm down your throat, which is on fire. You shouldn't take bread. Ki miyuchal lahavchin etim rak lahavik merirus gam esarale. Because once you're eating bread, like you're playing with a deraisa. You want to say it's tafel, no bracha. It could be that, you know, you're also enjoying the bread, and you're also really hungry, and it's really filling you up, and it really is chayav in a bracha. And then you're really chayav in a bracha achrona, and then a bracha is it could be a darais benching, and possibly, depending on what you eat. And since it's a fine line, you should not use bread for this purpose. Okay, let's stop here. We'll pick up, hopefully finish tomorrow.